I am so excited to introduce our lunchtime panel. We only get them for 30 minutes, so we're starting on time. They're both out-of-towners, so please join me in a warm welcome to Tyler Breitigan and to Kat Scott. So Tyler is our Director of Data Privacy and Security Enforcement for the Texas Office of the Attorney General, and he's overseeing our newly formed Data Privacy and Security team. Kat joins us from Washington, D.C., and she is a partner in Riley Rhine's Privacy, Cyber, and Data Governance, Telecom, Media, and Technology Practices. She has extensive experience advising clients around emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, biometrics, facial recognition technology, and advanced data analytics. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. Can everybody hear us? Yes, great. Awesome. Well, it's a real treat to be here in Austin today and to have this discussion. I'm really looking forward to talking with you, Tyler, and learning more about the data privacy and security enforcement team in the Texas Attorney General's office. A lot going on and a lot to discuss. We only have 30 minutes, and we have a jam-packed set of questions that we're going to ask Tyler. So we're not going to do audience questions, but we're going to cover a lot. So I'm glad everyone is able to join us. So let's start with the general Texas privacy and security landscape. We just heard from the last panel on how complex and nuanced the privacy landscape is across the U.S. and how that's really rapidly changing. I think the way I like to think about a lot of these trends is that you have two general flavors of privacy laws happening, the comprehensive side, and then the more targeted. The exciting thing about the Texas landscape is that you see all of that happening right here in Texas. And so we have the comprehensive law that's coming into effect soon, the Texas Data Privacy and Security Act. You also have more targeted privacy laws. So Tyler, can you start really just by sharing with us the various laws that your privacy enforcement team is responsible for enforcing and what folks should be aware of?
Yeah, so we have a pretty broad mandate. Obviously the HB4, Texas's comprehensive privacy law, will be coming into effect on July 1, which is probably our anchor, but we also have the ability to enforce the Texas Data Broker Law, the first in the nation biometrics law, the direct-to-consumer genetic testing law. The SCOPE Act is coming into effect in September, presumably, and then also, Texas's breach notification law, commonly referred to as ITEPA. On top of that, State Attorney General's office and our office specifically has authority to enforce several federal privacy laws tend to be more sector specific. So HIPAA grants state AGs enforcement authority. FCRA, CAN-SPAM, the new Informed Consumers Act that went into effect last year. We have a pretty broad toolbox, I would say, of different privacy and cyber laws that, we can really use to protect consumers.
It is really broad. I mean, do you see any common threads amongst those various laws that are under your charge? I mean, how do you see them all fitting together?
Yeah, I think the last panel touched on this a little bit too. We view it from a similar lens of, as long as you're taking reasonable steps to comply with the various laws, you can sort of, if in the event, we find that you're out of compliance, but you can give us an explanation as to why this was a reasonable practice, why the company did what it did. I think the common theme overall is reasonableness. What are you doing? Are you setting reasonable expectations? Reasonably putting your customers on notice that, you're taking certain actions.
Makes sense. Okay, so the first big topic I want to cover is just the basics on information about your data privacy and security enforcement team. So let's start with those basics. Where does your team fit within the overall structure of the AG's office?
Yeah, so we are a new team within the Consumer Protection Division. Historically, the Consumer Protection Division has had a couple of attorneys focus on cyber issues. So essentially, it is a merger of those cyber attorneys into what's now the data privacy team.